Morning, y'all. My name is Miles Clark. I'll be going through the morning brief for today. Happy Wednesday. Pretty choppy back and forth day for most of the domestic equities there, ending the day in negative territory. Big losers. The emerging markets, developed markets there, so international equities in general, as well as crude, down almost 3%. We'll take a look at a couple of those charts in just a moment. Towards the upside, TLT, the NASDAQ composite, did eke out a positive gain, as well as AGG, so broader fixed income there as well. Interesting dispersion for the last 24. Now, starting off with the participation indicators, we saw the 10-week for the NYSE, measuring the percentage of those S&P 500, or excuse me, NYSE listed stocks. Stocks trading above their 10-week moving average. We saw this one reverse back down into a column of O's, mostly due in part to some weakness from small caps, which emerged over the last day or so. But all in all, we're still well off of the 2025 lows back from April, and then kind of off of where we were for the kind of last couple of months out coming out of the summer. So overall, kind of near-term picture is still improving, and overall breadth has improved. Speaking of overall breadth, I was making sure David didn't touch on this yesterday, but this is the S&P 500 cap weighted index, SPX, versus SPX EWI on a 1% chart. So cap weighted S&P versus equal weighted S&P. Again, takes three boxes, or excuse me, three percentage points to reverse on that three box reversal method. We'll notice this reversed back down with action on the 15th. So, point is, this is a pretty consistent chart, whether you look at the individual signals or you look at the individual columns. You'll come down to either one of those strategies. Both beat, whether you are signal switching or column switching, both beat. So again, this is a sign of increasing participation in kind of the near to intermediate term. Of course, the cap weighted names still hold long term preference or long term strength. Next, crude oil. We mentioned this one as one of the bigger losers over the last 24 hours, moving to chart levels at around 55 and lower. Let's look back at the last time that we saw that point. Computers being a bit slow this morning, but point is, we're looking at points that we haven't seen since early 2021 here. Crude oil just continues to weaken. That's also hurt energy-focused equities there in general, just really grinding lower. So from here, I'd imagine that 55 or 56 is a point of resistance. That's pretty close nearby, so we'd be looking towards 62, right above the middle of the training band, as our next level of traditional resistance. Next, the Russell 2000 RUT. This one reversed back down into O's yesterday. I'd imagine here, if we're looking for near-term support levels, trying to stay above that 2500 mark. That's some older resistance from just the last couple of months. But again, in terms of more traditional support, we've got there at 2320, and then of course the bullish support line down there towards the bottom of the trading band. But that's a ways away. Small caps, of course, we like to see them participate. They are a source of broadening participation, at least over the last month or so. So a nice pullback here is not necessarily a bad thing. And I would say that in general, you could probably go out and add lightly to some of these small cap names you've got exposure to. NASDAQ composite, although it was positive for the day, we did see enough intraday action. I talked about kind of that choppy back and forth, enough intraday action towards the downside to see us reverse back down into a column of O's. However, I really won't stay on this one too long. Technical picture is still positive, looking towards support around the 22,000 to 22,200 mark there for NASD. And lastly, the Dow Jones offer a little bit over 0.5% yesterday. As we move over to the technical picture with yesterday's action, reversing back down into O's, although we maintain our buy signal, maintain our positive trend. From here, looking towards the middle of the trading band around 47,000, as well as some more traditional support around 45,800 there on our default chart. Last comment I'll make here is about Shopify. Interesting idea. At this point, we are a four for fiver, ranked just inside the top half of that retailing sector matrix. The reason why I bring it up is because we posted the sell signal, a reverse reversal back up, which we're close to doing, would mark the kind of initiation point or buy point of our bullish shakeout pattern. So again, want to bring this to your attention here. This stock has been well within an uptrend. I'm not concerned about this sell signal. If anything, I think this is a decent opportunity for you this morning. Maybe set an alert there for price action at or above 162, which is looks like where we are right now. So again, look for that reversal. All right, that'll do it for me here. Hope everyone has a nice day, and David will be back again tomorrow.